Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, May 2nd, 2019. 500 years ago today, Leonardo da Vinci died. Many historians and scholars regard him as the prime exemplar of the, quote, universal genius or, quote, Renaissance man. Berlin experienced a largely peaceful May 1st. The holiday began with a large demonstration by the unions, with more than 10,000 participants in Mitte. Traditionally, the workers and trade union movement mobilized on May 1st for better working conditions and higher wages. At the traditional Revolutionary May Day demonstration, with about 5,000 participants on Wednesday evening, there were occasional bottles thrown and a few fights, but nevertheless, the police spoke of a day without major incidents. Several people were provisionally arrested, and no information was available on the injured. Therefore, the development of the previous year has continued as the demonstration of left-wing radical groups ended in 2018 with about 6,000 participants for the first time largely without outbreaks of violence. In previous years, however, this demonstration with up to 10,000 participants had repeatedly seen violence and clashes between rioters and the police. Police Commissioner Barbara Slovic said on RBB television that the overall balance was good and that the evening demonstration had been largely peaceful, adding, quote, "Our strategy has been a complete success." In the evening, Interior Senator Andreas Geisel of the SPD thanked the police forces for their, quote, "excellent work" via Twitter. Earlier, the SPD politician had told RBB before the end of the demonstrations that the police were working with a sense of perspective and trying to de-escalate. Freedom of assembly and expression must be guaranteed, but remarked, where crimes are committed, the police will intervene. The protest under the motto, "Against the City of the Rich," in which masked participants walked at the forefront, was considered difficult to assess in advance. The unregistered demonstration did not go through Kreuzberg as in previous years, but through Friedrichshain on Riegerstrasse, which has long been regarded as a symbol of the squatter scene. When the procession passed the previously squatter-occupied Riga 94, sympathizers ignited firecrackers and smoke torches, and while helicopters circled over the scene, the police held back. In total, 5,500 police officers were deployed in Berlin, including forces from other federal states and from the federal police, 2,000 of which were assigned to the Revolutionary May Day demonstration. In the afternoon, several thousand people had demonstrated against high rents and repression in the Grunewald Villa district. As mentioned time and time again on Berlin Briefing, in Berlin, the debate about the lack of apartments and rising rents in the city is a highly contentious one, including a petition for a referendum on the expropriation of large housing companies. In Pankow, several hundred people demonstrated against an AfD event, and no major incidents have been reported. Others celebrated their free day at street festivals or in parks in the sunny weather. In Kreuzberg, the traditional Maifest once again attracted tens of thousands of visitors, resulting in many streets around Kottbusser Tor and Gorlitzer Park being overcrowded. From July 1st of 2019, the Berlin Charité will be concentrating its emergency care for children on its Virchow-Klinikum campus in Wedding. The Charité announced on Tuesday that the special care of children on the Benjamin Franklin campus in Stieglitz will be discontinued. However, the central emergency room is still open for acute and life-threatening diseases of children. The Charité, according to its own statements, has been merging specialist departments at specific locations since 2008. The Virchow-Klinikum concentrates, among other things, on pediatrics and youth medicine. For Stieglitz, the state's hospital plan no longer provided for emergency childcare, as announced by Charité. According to Tagesspiegel, only 7 or 8 children per day were brought to the ER. In several cases, these children had also been transported to other clinics because there was no longer a fully equipped children's clinic on campus. Moreover, 100 Charité physicians demanded in a letter to the Senate Chancellery in December of 2018 that the rescue center be closed as the personnel for the care of the few patients could be used on other wards. The health policy spokesman for the FDP faction, Florian Kluckert, nevertheless criticized the closure in Stieglitz. He called on the Senate to maintain the location of the Children's Emergency Outpatient Clinic in southern Berlin. According to Charité, the Helios Clinic Emil von Behring in Zehlendorf and the St. Joseph Hospital in Tempelhof also provide emergency pediatric care in the southern areas of Berlin. The construction work at the Pergamon Museum could possibly be completed later than previously thought. So far, it had been assumed that this would be in mid-2023. According to the responsible Federal Office for Building Industry, an extension until 2025 might be necessary. However, this delay has been accounted for. The main reason for the delay are the high requirements of monument protection. The works of art remaining inside the building, including the Great Frieze of the Pergamon Altar, have to be protected, which entails considerable risks. In addition to the construction operations, the museum operations also continue, and the construction companies involved are, quote, extremely busy. The president of the Federal Office for Building and Regional Planning, Petra Wessler, told RBB that because of the many risks and inaccessibilities in the building, it had been clear from the beginning that one had to include a planning buffer of 19 months, adding that the renovation of the museum is on schedule and within budget. There is no concrete date yet for the reopening of the North Wing and the central part of the building. This will be the case between mid-2023 and early 2025. The ceremony for the completion of the first two construction phases will take place on Friday, and there will be site tours throughout the weekend. The cost of the first construction phase currently amounts to 477 million euros. Originally, 261 million euros had been assumed. Because of the Maifest on Marianenplatz, the district office Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg had demolished two small houses for the homeless that had been financed by donations. The Cologne-based association, Little Homes, had built the two structures in autumn of 2018, made of chipboard and pallets. The two houses were occupied by two men, both in their mid-30s, one of whom found a job thanks to the Little Home project. For the duration of MyFest, the district had offered the men alternative quarters, but both refused. In the end, the administration took action and demolished both houses Tuesday morning. The association, which finances the cottages for the homeless from donations, reacted with incomprehension to the harsh measures taken by the district authorities. According to Little Home chairman Sven Lideke, the demolition made him both sad and angry because there are now two more people living on the street. He believes this demonstration of power was unnecessary, adding that it's regrettable that the residents had not accepted the offer of a temporary move to the opposite church grounds, but it is not understandable that both houses had to be demolished at the same time. According to Lideke, it would also have been enough to simply move the houses a few meters instead of destroying them. The Little House project started in 2017, and 83 cottages have been built nationwide since. 23 residents subsequently found jobs subject to social insurance contributions, and 31 were able to move into real apartments, which is why Lüdecke thinks that the district's decision has been counterproductive. In Berlin, Little Homes has built 24 small dwellings for the homeless, and there are currently 17,000 people on the waiting list nationwide. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.